Okay, my name is André Carieu. I'm a VP Global Sales for ATM Close. I work out at the headquarters of Davis, California, of ATM Close. And I work for the Groupe Limagrain, which is a parent company of ATM Close. I'm originally from France. I grew up in France, western part, in Brittany. And I've been working in different places in the world, in France, Mexico, and the United States lately.
Limagrain and HM Close, an operating division of Limagrain, a very interesting story there, a French-owned cooperative. Farmers themselves own it, operate it, and have grown this company into world proportions. And really, from a specialty crops view, and HM Close being a vegetable crop seeds and specialty crop seeds, it's become one of the world's leaders, correct?
That's correct. Limagrain started about 50, 60 years ago in the central part of France, and they had that vision that the world was going global, and they put their efforts and resources together, and after several acquisitions and breakthrough innovations, they are part of the leading group of seed company in the world in corn as well as vegetable seeds.
And the HM Close being the vegetable seed side, obviously, and I think here in America, I believe y'all sell majorly under the Harris Moran brand as well.
Yes, this is very important for us. For HM Close, is really to build upon the history, the legacy, and the recognition of the brand. Harris Moran has more than 100 plus years of history in this market, and it was very important, and it is very important for us that we convey our seeds through this brand that the growers and farmers in the United States recognize as delivering quality year after year.
Here we are in the downtown Davis Farmers Market area in the park in downtown. It's an appropriate place to have this interview, I think, with all the wonderful vegetables that are in the California market here. But tell us a little about the seed development side and what y'all do in terms of how you identify where your seed development and research is going. How do you identify that, and what leads that charge?
So at ATM Close, we operate at worldwide scale. We have a network of research and development stations in different important countries, several in the U.S., in Mexico, in France, Spain, Italy, Asia, and South America. And it's important for us that we have this network where we can really develop lots of different products for the benefit of the growers, and we bring the best throughout our a team of product development and technical sales rep organization in the different markets, with the work done in the field with the growers. We expose the materials, we discuss about the benefits, and we demonstrate in front of the and in the condition of the growers. And it's very important for us that we keep that proximity. The development of new product and the technology is growing, and it's going very fast these days. So we really believe that keeping that connections with the farmers in their operations will help us demonstrate, and for the growers to understand better and faster what he has to take in terms of new genetics.
That's a pretty big, huge, pretty big logistical challenge, just doing that kind of a work hand-in-hand with the farmers in so many locations. What are your biggest challenges to that whole effort? What's the biggest challenge when you get up in the morning as far as leading your charge in that seed research?
So as you said, it's numbers of growers, numbers of farmers. So it's our main challenge is really to cover and expose as much as we can. So we have specific locations, limited group of people who can really work hand on hand. But the key right now and in the future is really to go find partnership and collaborate much more to really expose all our product to the maximum amount of growers and farmers. So we work closely with different partners in seed distribution throughout the United States and in other markets. And we have a specific agreement, also a specific relationship with key growers. And eventually, after communicating and promoting the products, are well known by the maximum audience of farmers, and accepted or tested, and then accepted.
I guess the input from the consumer public and what they want to eat these days and what they want to see is part of what drives your research elements, isn't it?
It's part of it. Obviously, there is a different effort for us. Number one is really to maximize the yield or the return on its investment from the farmer standpoint. So we're talking about maximizing incomes with the use of our genetics. And from there, obviously, we work on our consumer traits, which these days are really important also on taste, appearance, but also on the retail industry, which is looking for shelf life and a product which can stay a little bit longer in their stores.
When you deal with your farmer customers in the field and their research plots and working together, give us an example of some of the tough questions the farmers ask of you. What are some of the toughest challenges the farmers might bring up to you that impacts your research or impacts your direction?
They will probably want to. Everybody has to understand that when we drop a seed in the ground, it takes a couple of months before it really gets into harvesting. So it's really a bet in the future for every growers, and they want to really understand what's going to be the yield. Most of the time, the yield or how they're going to really have also to adjust maybe some of their techniques, growing techniques according to the genetic. The more we develop new product and performing product, the techniques to grow these genetics have also to go hand in hand. And that's sometimes the challenge as well, because it's a collaborative effort between us, the genetic source, with the farmers who know how to really grow a crop. And it takes a season or two or three to really line up and get the best fit on the techniques with the genetic.
Competitively speaking, what is the biggest challenges in the competitiveness of your marketplace? I know with various seed companies and all the demands of the farmers wanting new products and the consumers wanting new colors and taste on the plate, there's got to be some competitive analysis going on there. And how do you view that, and how do y'all deal with that?
That's a very competitive market from our colleagues on the industry offering as well, and trying to offer their best product, as well as the competitive landscape for our customers, which is evolving very fast. So we try to take a stand on how we deal with the farmers. We are building a relation of trust, and I think trust is really throughout our acts, what we do, what we offer to the growers and customers, and tell them exactly what it is, what we know about these genetics. So there is no hidden element there, and they were combined jointly. We will learn through the journey of the plant development how this product will grow and how it will perform and deliver for the growers. So it's really the competitive I would say element for us and focus is really to have a local organization. While we are global, having a local organization working hand in hand with the farmers.
It sure sounds like that farmer ownership at the top of your chain and those co-op owners in France that are real farmers themselves have led the charge on the way you've grown that company and have that farmer influence. And I mean, partnership in the field is all about.
I appreciate what you just said, because I think it's summarized very well who we are as an organization at HM Close, at Limagrain, and the people who work there. It's really, we are a farmers-to-farmers organization. We are owned by farmers, and these values they carry through the group and through the people they employ, we want to also to express that in front of our customers, the farmers. So this is very important for us. It's a part of our DNA, and that's going to be it's been part of our success, and we really want to continue playing on that one.
If I had one last question to ask, it would be, what am I not asking? If you had one message to send to the farmers that are listening to this broadcast, what would that message be if we didn't touch on it?
We have been trying hard and offering a lot of new products, and what I can tell the farmers, especially here in the in uh, in California, but also in the Southeast and the rest of the United States, is that we're coming with lots of exciting new products in different crops, covering from fresh market to processing industry crops, and we are really committed to go fast and expose them and work with the farmers to really demonstrate that we're able to bring breakthrough innovations. So they are. What is important for us is we get our customers maintaining their operation, growing their operation, growing their profit together with us. And that's our main commitment through delivering improved genetics.
Excellent. Our guest has been Andre Carew, Vice President of Global Sales for HM Close Vegetable Seeds. I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time, and welcome here in beautiful sunny California.
It's hard to beat out here. I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.